Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Vert Show.
All right, Carl here. Let's get him in here because he's got some problems here. He needs to run by us. Producer Carl has a friend of a friend. Thinks he's walking into a hornet's nest. Maybe a big old problem. He's got to stop this now.
And that's exactly what I said. Stop it now. The guy, it's a friend of my brother's, and he's supposed to get married next month now.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he's told me that he's not sure if she's the right one. Hold the line. Stop everything. If you even think that, dude, get him out of there.
Yes.
That's what I told him.
Wow.
Now, is this just cold feet? Or is this?
You know what? He mentioned that she's not sure. He's not sure if she's the right one. He mentioned some sexual things about her. Now, he didn't get into detail with it, but he just mentioned some key things like, I'm not sure if she's the right one. I'm not ready to get married. I mean, I don't know if
he propose to her? Or did she give him an ultimatum?
No, it's been one of those things that they've been together for some time now.
So it's like it was about time.
Right. It's like one of those about time type things.
And so he proposed because it was about time.
Right, right. They've been together since, I don't know, maybe since college, what will be maybe 6-7 years or so.
But to go into the marriage thinking to yourself, this is really maybe not the one, and I'm not ready to do this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Right.
Oh my God.
And that's what I said. I said, man, if you're going to have these thoughts now, later, I think it's better to get rid of it now because later on down the line, 5 years from now, when he starts to go out and starts to creep on her, then his family's going to have a hard time with the whole situation. So either get rid of her now or deal with it later. And it's going to bubble up.
And don't do it later because they may have kids later.
Exactly. It's just going to get worse.
And more people be affected, yeah.
And that's what I've been telling them. That's what I haven't been counseling the guy. But.
You know, that's why you have an engagement time to sort of like get ready for a wedding. But it's also time that you can kind of do all that like counseling you're supposed to be doing. I mean, are they going through church and doing any of that premarital counseling and stuff like that?
I don't know if they're doing all of that.
Maybe you could encourage him to do that and be really honest in there. You know?
The thing is with him is he's saying that he's not sure if she's the right one. And he's mentioned that he's getting married next month. And the time's getting closer. He's not sure if he wants to disappoint the family. But my thing is, disappoint the family now as opposed to disappointing and killing everybody's whole dream, 5 years. Yes.
All right, so he's sure that he doesn't want to be with her. We're sure this isn't just cold feet.
It sounds to me that he's sure.
Okay.
Like, coming from guy to guy, I'm definite that he's sure about it.
Okay. Because my question was going to be, like, how do you know the difference between cold feet and this, and I've just made a mistake before I make the mistake? And we've talked about this before, but I can't remember what that, we had a real good definition for this a couple of years ago, and damn, I can't remember what it is now.
But, you know, I'm not sure if it's cold feet or not, because, like I said, he's been with her for a while. Cold feet, I think, would be that he's just getting nervous. He still loves her. He's still into her. He still wants to be with her. But he's just making mentions that he's not sure if she's the one now. Like, he would be through with her.
I was going to say, if I was a family member, because, he talked about worried about disappointing the family. If I was a family member, I would, in the end, if he cut it loose before the wedding, would end up having some respect for him, even though being angry at him, then I would, if I ever learned that he knew before ever getting into it that she wasn't the one,
And you can't really postpone a wedding and say we're going to continue dating just because I'm not sure right now, can you? Like, either if you say that this isn't working for me right now, I need a little more time after you're engaged, that's pretty much is a breakup, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be over.
I would think so. But Carl, you hesitated on getting married. I mean, you and your current wife now were together a long time, and y'all even had kids before you got married.
But I was sure, though. I was sure.
She was the one. You just were unsure about marriage in general?
When I met my wife, hands down, I'll never forget this. When I met my wife, I told her this was the last stop. No, I told her that she was going to love me. And she told me that this was my last stop. I mean, probably like the second date. So I was always sure. I mean, I was just met her a little young, but that's what took so long. But I was always sure. And one thing that he told me that brought a red flag up to me is the sex about it. There were certain things that he mentioned that he wasn't sure about how.
Like he wasn't having any, or it just wasn't good?
It just wasn't good.
Ooh.
And hands down, man, I believe hands down that you have to marry your best sexual partner. Because if not, you're going to always revert back thinking about the best. I really do believe that hands down.
I don't know that I believe that you have to marry your best sexual partner, but there's got to be something there indicating to you that she could turn into that.
Okay, yeah.
Because
one of the
yes, you know what I'm saying is like you can see the signs that there's potential, but with some. Yeah. There's zero potential.
Okay, yeah. Okay, definitely have to have the potential. But from what he was saying is there's no potential.
And if if you're going into it with that mindset, it's destined to fail. Period. Yeah. Period. There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, that's just the wrong way to think about it going into it.
Right. And at least he's being honest. That's what I feel. I agree with him. He's being honest. He's not ready. Just go ahead and get rid of it, man.
If he's being honest, then he won't let that wedding happen.
People get like everybody's perception gets in the way. You're so nervous that you're going to disappoint everybody that's already made plans to come, and people are going to talk that. I know so many people that knew walking down that aisle that it wasn't right for them, but didn't have the guts. And that would be a tremendous gutsy decision at the last minute to say, I just can't do this.
Now than right before.
Yeah.
But doesn't that happen with a lot of guys, though? I've known, not a lot of guys, but I know a lot of guys who've gotten married just because it was time. I'm not going to say a lot of guys, but I think it happens more so with guys than girls. Mm. You know, you feel the pressure of the girl wants to get married, the girl wants to do this, and the guy's like, okay, you know, I'll go ahead and do it. And then, you know, they end up not being married. That's why the divorce rate is, what, 51,000%?
I think sometimes, and on the same token, I think women are in love with the idea of getting married,
right.
Not necessarily with the guy that they're marrying.
Hey, Courtney, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's up?
Hi. I was going to get married in December of 2008, and I didn't think my husband was ready, so I put it off for 6 months in November.
Wow. So this is a woman that stepped up and said, you're not ready, so let's postpone it?
But I just didn't think he was ready for the responsibility of being a husband, so I was like, you need more time, so I put it off.
He was so relieved.
No,
right. That's what I was laughing at.
I was going to say, maybe I'll Carl comment first because he physically reacted to that. I think a guy would be more accepting of a woman making that decision than vice versa.
Oh, he was mad. Oh, my God. He didn't talk to me for, like, so long. His mom and his aunts had to be like, you know, she's smart. You need to listen to her. Like, he was ready to be done.
What were the red flags to you? Like, if there are women listening right now and they want to get married so badly and they just don't want to pay attention to the red flags, what are the red flags that said to you, okay, this dude is just not ready forever?
a lot of things that I guess you're supposed to start taking responsibility for that close to being married he wasn't doing.
Like what?
I would say financially, I just don't think his head was there yet, and he needed that wake-up call. And when I put it off, he was like, okay, she's really serious, you know?
I would say, like, if your guy still wants to go out and, like, bar hop and do the party scene constantly, he's not ready to get married. Instead of wanting to do something with you on a Friday night and stay, you know, be willing to stay at home and chill or just go to the movies or whatever, and he's got to be out and do the C&B scene thing, then he's probably not ready to settle down and get married.
Yeah.
Because if he wants to be, you know, if he's in his 30s and he wants to hang out at a bar with 21-year-olds, he's not ready to get married.
Is there a way to easily break this on a woman, though? Like, is there one good way to tell a woman that I'm not ready to get married after you've already proposed? Is there a way, really?
No, there's no good way to do it because he's gonna break her heart and all of her plans or whatever, but better to do it now than after marrying her.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, tell her and run for your life.
I know, keep running.
Keep the car running.
Yeah. There really is.
Move. Oh, change your number. Move.
Like, it's like the duck, duck, goose thing. You know, it's like slapping her on the head. You know, duck, duck, goose. I'm not marrying you, but. And then run.
Is this the same? This is the equivalent of like a guy not wanting to break up with a girl that he knows he's not into, so he just starts acting like an ass, so she breaks up with him.
That's just stupid.
Just because we don't want to be the bad guy, but in the long run, we're the bad guy anyway.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I don't know anything he could say to make it. She's not going to be cool with it.
Right.
You can't tell a woman, look, I know that, you know, we have been thinking forever for the rest of our life, and I'm just not feeling it anymore. So it's probably best for both of us in the long run if I just back out of this. There's no way she's going to go, that's so cool. Thanks so much for your honesty.
And
that's awesome.
And I really think he's just worried about disappointing her and her family, her mom, because her mom is really into it. This is the only daughter. It is just a big mess, really, when it comes to disappointing the whole family. So
here's Kelly. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you guys know I called off my big event 11 days before it was supposed to happen.
Wow. 11
the dresses were in, the cake was ordered, everything was ready to go, and it just wasn't right.
So what is the difference between cold feet and knowing that you're with the wrong guy?
You know, at first I thought it was cold feet. About 30 days out, I kept getting that just nervous feeling. We were fighting about everything and, you know, still trying to put together a huge wedding on a shoestring budget also. And so I sort of thought that was it. And I was calling my mom and saying, you know, I just don't think I can do this. And she's like, oh, it's just cold feet. Call him and, you know, sit down and talk to him. He's probably feeling the same way. I tried to sit down and talk to him, and he, you know, we fought and fought and fought. And finally I just said, you know what, I can't marry you. And I think he thought that we would probably go to counseling and maybe just postpone it. But, you know, once I said it, I was done.
Looking back at it, was it the right decision?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you married now?
I just knew that I had to sow some seeds, if you will, and go out and live life and do some things on my own before I settled down. I was almost 25. I felt like I was too young too. Mm-hmm. I liked the guy; he's a great guy, but I just knew I wasn't in it forever.
Mm. Wow. Well, and good for her for being able to do that. Because I know a couple of women who went ahead and went through with it, and now they're in marriages where they're very, very unhappy. But they felt like it was the right time in their life. They were supposed to. All the wedding plans were underway, and they were under the pressure of this big, huge, fancy wedding with, you know, 400, 500 guests or whatever, and they couldn't say no, but walked down the aisle knowing that wasn't right.
I think so many women get caught up in the fuzziness of getting married. I just think so many women get caught up in the fuzziness and the fantasy of getting married.
Absolutely.
I think if they weren't caught up in that, I think more women would be calling off their weddings.
But it's not just women, too. It's their mothers, it's their aunts, it's their sisters, it's their, part of it, I think, is on the family for putting so much pressure on people to get married, and especially these big, expensive weddings.
Here's one last call. Hey, Diane, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, good morning. Love the show, guys. Wanted to call in and just, you know, I was engaged to a guy that was like my best friend, and he just was not a great sexual partner, and I knew that it wasn't going to last forever, and I called it off.
Wow.
And I called it off on Christmas Day.
Yeah, there's got to be. So that was the only reason, just because he wasn't good in bed, that was, you're like, this is too important.
No. And you did it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I did it on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I knew that it wasn't right. I just, you know, I loved him enough to know that I wasn't the one for him, and I wanted him to find true happiness with somebody else.
Wow. That's smart.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah, you don't tell him that, too. Hey, happy birthday, Jesus. Here are some new socks, and you're not good in bed, so we have to end our engagement. Thank you, and good
bye-bye.
Day.
Here, Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we made a bet with each other in the beginning of the season, Braves season. Because if you're not an Atlanta Braves fan, what you don't know is the manager of our team holds the record for getting kicked out of the most games.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea was every time he got kicked out of a game this year, one of us was going to have to go onto the streets, find a busy, busy intersection, and put this morph suit on. And Melissa's the only one that's had to pay off the bet, so she can describe exactly what the morph suit is better than the rest of us.
Well, yeah, it's odd because usually Bobby Cox gets kicked out far more often than he has this season, but he's only been kicked out once since we started this bet, and my name, surprisingly, was drawn. And I say that because I lose every bet on this show. And the morph suit is, I mean, I think the best description is what everybody said, is like it's Spider-Man's suit without all the, you know, without the spider on it. I mean, it's from head to toe. You're completely covered. It is skin tight, and it's almost like it's weird because my lips got a little chapped because even when you talk in it, you know, you're moving your mouth, but the fabric is so tight around your face that, I mean, you are literally covered. You can see through it and you can talk, but it is, you are completely covered. So, I mean, you are foolish. There is no way to be cool in a morph suit.
You see these from time to time, like ESPN will just pan over a crowd and then they'll sort of go by the morph suited guy and then they'll go back to him.
What?
Wait, what?
Like, who's this guy?
So So it's uncomfortable, and here in Atlanta today, it's how hot?
It's gonna be really hot today.
I think it's just 80 something today.
It's gonna be 89. But you could hang meat in the studio, so it might be nice to get out more.
Well, I just went. It's humid though, and I just went outside for a minute. I had to get under the car, and it's warm and damp,
it's sweaty.
This thing's just not flattering.
It's not. Today's not a spandex day.
This one almost doesn't seem fair because Bobby really didn't even go out and get ejected out of the whole thing. This is how it went down on Saturday night.
That one drilled him. Fastball right in the middle of the back at 94 miles an hour.
There was a warning, and Venters has been tossed. See, Joe West is trying to explain that to Bobby right now, but this is an explanation that ain't going to fly. Bobby may get bounced on this.
So just a quick history of this whole thing. Milwaukee has a player on the team. His name is Cecil Fielder, and he hit a home run either Friday or Saturday, and he sort of just stood at the plate a little bit too long and watched his own home run, which is a major no-no in baseball. So when a player like that disrespects you or disrespects the pitcher, what you're supposed to do the next time as the pitcher is you plug him in the back with the ball. So the pitcher went to go do that.
Oh, I didn't realize
and
that.
And he missed them the first time. So the ump warns the manager and says, look, if your pitcher does that again, he's ejected out of the game and the manager is ejected also. So the very next pitch, pitcher plugs Cecil Fielder right in the back.
Yep.
And he was really in a lot of pain.
24 miles an hour.
Dramatically. Ouch. He was dramatically in a lot of pain.
He was like one of those World Cup players.
I mean, it was a little soap opera-ish.
But that's a fastball in the back.
That's going to hurt,
94
man.
94 mile an hour rock in your back.
Oh, come on. He's a thick guy. He's got some protection.
He is a thick dude, though. She's right. He's like 300-something pounds. He's probably right.
Come on. He had a little padding for that. I'm kidding.
I don't want a ball in the back. Ugh.
The player's name is Princefield, or Cecil was his dad. But anyway, so that's why Bobby got the boot. So here's who's going out. Melissa, you want to do the drawing today?
Oh,
now, I put your name in there just to see if it would come up.
What do you mean? That's just rude.
That is not fair.
The only thing is that I would love for us not to have to do it twice in a row. Like, put my name in it, you know, well, I guess this time and next time.
The only reason
not out the whole time, but I'm thinking, I want somebody else to do this.
I think it's funnier if you have to go out again.
No.
Of course you do. Of course you do. It's not you.
If Melissa did not win.
Jamie, you pick it. I can't.
No, Melissa, you got to pick it.
Melissa,
that's not fair.
I can't
do it.
That's funny.
I picked Wendy.
Wendy's going out.
Of course.
Well, that's going to make it even funnier.
Uh-oh, why?
Because we have a morph suit dilemma.
Oh.
Morph suit dilemma.
Should I hit the morph suit dilemma jingle?
All of our morph suits were taken, except for one. The one that fits me.
So I have to
be in. And what's that? That's
like an extra
one.
Large.
Okay.
So it's not really going to matter.
Wendy's going to be baggy.
No, I learned when I ordered the extra large one that it has nothing to do with width as much as it does with height. So remember when you used to have the footy pajamas and your feet would be hanging off the edge of them?
Yeah. Okay.
And your hands.
She's going to be like a Shar Pei. What is that dog for? Just hangs all wrinkles.
If it's big, then that's okay.
It's all about the height. So Wendy will be out there, the skin tight blue girl.
Not really.
With the floppy feet.
That's funny.
Actually, I hate to save you, but I actually have the other ones. I don't know why. I took him home for some reason.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. We don't want to know what you and Stacey did with
kinky
those.
Kinky little man.
Believe me, there's nothing sexy about that morph suit. So I have the medium here. It's still in the package.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so it'll fit you nice and snug.
I have no problem.
And Wendy, I mean, she's a little itty bitty bitty thing. She's not going to be embarrassed by any of this.
Oh, no. And I'm going to wear it without the shorts. I'm just going to go out full out and just run across the street.
That'll be fun.
That'll be hilarious.
I'd be careful with that.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll put the pictures up online later on at thebertshow.com.
That's fine.
The Burt Show.
All right, Wendy is out on the streets today in a morph suit. Bobby Cox got tossed out of a game this weekend. Every time that happens, one of us has to go to a busy street corner here in Atlanta. And in our morph suit. And it's Wendy today. What's going on, Wendy?
I'm hanging out on the corner of Piva and P Street, and I'm getting a whole bunch of honks. This is hilarious. This is one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Now, again, just to draw a picture for you, think superhero costume, except it's over the face, just like Spider-Man. There's nothing really on it, except it's skin tight. And she's holding up a sign also that says what, Wendy?
The Burt Show, Q100 at 99.7.
Okay.
So I'm just hanging out in the corner. I mean, this dude is seriously
skin tight. It's kind of tough to breathe, but I'm embracing the outfit. Like, I have no shoes on. I don't have any shorts on over it. I'm just embracing the hugginess.
Do you have someone there, because it is warm and you are having trouble breathing, who can help you back to the car if you pass out?
Yeah, I've got producer Natalie out here with me. Then some guy just walked by and stared at me and just ran across the street. But I'm having fun. I think this is awesome. If you want me to do this all day, I'll just stand here.
Can you do the running man?
Here I go. Running. I don't think traffic's really embracing that one too much.
This is Nadine, who stopped by to see Wendy. Hey, Nadine. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I cannot wait for Bobby to get kicked out again and see Jeff in that thing. That is hilarious. She looks fabulous, but Jeff, I can't wait to see you.
For whatever reason, Jeff is not scared of the morph suit.
No, this is just really hilarious. The suit's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. Like, when I wasn't here when we planned the bet, but I remember, was it Melissa who found him, or somebody found him on some website?
Somebody told me about the morph suit. Yes, I'm the one that brought this damn thing to the table.
Then it's only fitting that you had to go out first.
Yes.
And I actually made a note of it to order one, just to have, because it's funny.
Because you wore it around the office when we first got him in,
I'm creepy like that.
weren't you wearing it around the house when you knew Jessica was going to be home, coming in after you, so you'd just be sitting at the computer in their yard in your morph suit?
Yeah. I have yet to go over to my friend's house. Maybe I'll do that today.
Together. We're all like a big group in these.
Say again?
I think we all need to go out together in these.
No, I'm good. We're good.
Okay.
I think Wentz is fine.
Yeah! There you go.
With your face covered, how do they know it's you and not someone else just in a morph suit hanging out in Buckhead?
It happens all the time.
The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So there's the childhood memory you have of your friend getting in trouble in front of you. You guys all have that?
Hated that.
There's nothing more uncomfortable. Than that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like a sibling, because when a sibling gets trouble, it's funny. You try, bury your face in the pillow to laugh, but if it's a friend, then it's serious.
Yeah,
man.
And you just want to kind of fade into the, blend in with the wallpaper. And just. Is the adult equivalent of that when you're out with people, a couple, and they start to fight in front of you?
Yes.
That's uncomfortable.
That is the worst. You just want them to excuse themselves and go away.
Yeah. Because here are the two things that you know about that situation. One, that they're not getting along, because they're having a spat. But two, that they're, what's it called when you're not getting along? Their friction or their tension between them is so significant that they can't wait to be alone. Like, they're willing to do it in front of you. And doesn't it always start the same way? Like, if we're Melissa and I fighting, let's say we're all at the dinner, Melissa and I are the couple and we're fighting. Doesn't it always start with, "That's right, Melissa, but you're the one who forgot to put gas in the car." Like, kind of
no.
That tone. And then Melissa's response is, "Oh, that's right, I did. But maybe I would have remembered if I wasn't rushing home to set the alarm you forgot to set." And then
I tell you what happens is, it's even worse is if Bert and Jen are the other couple that we're out with.
Right.
And I turn to Jen and I say, "Oh, well, that's really funny because Jeff forgot to get the gas."
Oh,
I mean,
and then you're involving the other people at the table, which is even worse. And that's when I shoot Bert the look like, "Let's get out of here."
That's insta-fight right there.
Horrible.
Well, that's one of the questions I have, because if you're in that situation, that fuzzy etiquette situation where that is occurring, are you obligated to excuse yourself if you're the non-fighting couple, or is that drawing attention? Because as Americans, generally, we feel tension, I guess anxiety, when other people feel anxiety, even though we have no reason to, right? So, if Melissa and I are fighting and the rest of you are there, you guys are all going to feel uncomfortable and weird about it when we're the ones who should be embarrassed because we're airing personal business in public.
Right.
So, do you guys have an obligation to excuse yourself? Because technically you do, but then you don't want to attract attention to the fact that
I would try to start my own conversation, like in that scenario, I would try to start my own conversation with Bert and like show him something on my phone, like, oh, look at this thing that I just got. I wanted to tell you.
You
about.
Mean and the then, text like, message you just wrote that said, let's get out of here?
Like, and like sort of try to have our own private conversation off to the side while the couple is arguing so that we can pretend to not be listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's my third step is the private conversation. The first two steps are to sit quiet and see if it's just going to be like a quick 10-15 minute thing and then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you notice they're not moving on, then you make a joke. And it, depending on how close you are to the couple, but if you're friends, then you make a joke. And then after the joke doesn't work, then you start.
It is so tense for everybody.
Now here is the question. This is the $1 million question.
Oh, tell us what it is, Jeff.
If you are the couple that's in.
And tell us what it is, Jeff.
That. Yeah, Mr. Million Dollars. What do you got?
Go ahead.
If you're the couple that's in that situation, right? And the other person is setting you up. Like, remember I gave you how it starts, like the gritty teeth, like you forgot to set the alarm, Melissa, that thing. If you're getting set up that way, is there any way to immediately diffuse it?
How do you
get out?
Because you can't, right?
Of the fight?
Because if somebody, how? It's impossible.
If you get to the point where you're, are you talking about if it's me and you fighting, Jeff and Melissa, we're a couple and we're fighting. Are you talking about us diffusing it between each other?
Yep.
Because by the time my teeth are grit, that is the end result of probably a full afternoon of getting on each other's nerves.
Right, oh, really? and there's zero way to diffuse it. Go ahead, think of it.
I won't diffuse it, except what I would do, and I've had this happen once or twice, is just pretty much ignore Stacy for the rest of the night. It's like if it's so bad that, because I will internalize it, I just can't compartmentalize my anger like that. And if we're stuck there at dinner with each other for the next hour with another couple,
right,
I'll pretty much just continue dialogue with everybody else and avoid Stacy as much as I can within
Still
the conversation.
Makes everybody else
because right, you're going to have to address it when you're alone. Yeah, you can't even deal with it and function.
Can't. There's no way out.
But that still
so,
makes
I mean, it's not a great solution, but it's the only one I got is that we have to do this together right now. And I'm so pissed inside that if I start speaking to you, it's going to blow up into something. So I'm going to just sort of ignore you. I'm going to casually bring you into conversation, but not all that much, just to get through the next hour.
So the answer to my question then is there is no way to diffuse it.
Not immediately.
Once the first, it's like, remember the old movie War Games?
Mm-hmm.
Like once the first missile is launched, the earth is going to be destroyed. Because
much.
That first missile's in the air, there's nothing you can say. There's no
Can't
joke.
Can't you say something like, why don't we talk about that later?
Mm-mm. If you're that mad at it depends on
Okay, let's role play.
I'm frightened.
Let's role play. Come over here. No. So the first, so the line is.
Oh, you so you let another girl sit in your lap.
So the line is. So you. Oh, maybe that's when. Maybe I wouldn't have happened if you went home and set the alarm.
What did I just say before?
Can't we talk about this later?
Oh, why don't we talk about this later?
Why do we have to talk about it later? Why don't you want to talk about it in front of Bert and Melissa? Are you embarrassed that you didn't set the alarm?
Unless she diffuses it by saying, because if we start talking about it now, we're going to get into an argument. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's not argue in front of our friends, Jeff, because it's rude.
There's nothing to argue about. It's black or white. Did you set the alarm or didn't you?
Well, here he goes again.
Well, then you're going to look like a complete idiot if she just says, Jeff, I don't want to talk about it right now. If you keep pressing the issue, you look like a tool.
But the person who's angry doesn't care.
Right.
Because the reason
I think if you're that irritated, then
it's going to come up regardless.
Point of no return.
I had one. I told you guys I had one of these a couple of weeks ago when I was flying into Hilton Head, and I was mad at Stacy before I got there because of the whole mic situation thing. Mm-hmm. I'd read all the emails. I listened to your guys' advice here, and I hadn't been able to talk to Stacy about it before I got on the flight. Mm-hmm. So I land in Hilton Head, and she's there with all of her friends and family. So there's 8 people around, and I'm so angry at her. So angry, and she has no idea why.
She's like, hi,
no idea. And just under my breath, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get away from all these people. But it was a long, drinky night. It was like 5 hours we were stuck with these people. Didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Hey, RJ, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
How you doing?
All right. Good morning.
I love your show, first off.
Thank you.
But I learned that the guy, if he's mad at the girl for something, the guy's got to swallow his pride because the guy's never right. The guy's never right, so...
You are a good man. You are going to make a woman very happy.
My girlfriend's teaching me, so...
She's teaching you. She's breaking you right now. She's the RJ Whisperer. You're being broken, dude.
There's more than one guy on the phone saying that. That's crap. The
guy, it's true.
The guy has to swallow their pride. Guys have to swallow their pride. What the hell?
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
So let's get Ryan on here. Because Ryan is as furious as Jeff and I are right now. Like, why, if you're out in a couple setting, is it the responsibility of the dude to shut up and not for the woman just to say nothing at all, so the argument dies down so that both couples can have a fun time for the rest of the night? Why is it a guy's responsibility?
Now, this started because guys were calling up saying that. We didn't say that in the room.
Women did not.
Well, my thing is that, first off, besides the being out together as a couple situation, I mean, I wouldn't want to argue in front of my friends either. So, and my girlfriend feels the same way. We've talked about it. She says, you know, I don't want to fight in front of people. You know, everybody thinks we have a great relationship, and I want everybody to you know, continue thinking that. And I agree with that. But as far as the guy always saying, I agree with Bert and Jeff, the guy saying, you know, the guy's always the one that says, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong, let's just not fight. I don't agree with that at all.
Why?
Now, I do back down on some fights because my personal opinion is that I think fighting is stupid anyways, and it ruins the relationship. So if it's not worth all your energy fighting, I just don't fight.
So I don't know. Here's where I disagree with you on that one, because I know a whole bunch of couples like you, Ryan, or a whole bunch of dudes especially, that don't bring up most of that stuff, and then it just sort of internalizes and internalizes and internalizes, and then before you know it, you end up hating the person you're in your relationship with, and they have no idea why.
Or it comes out.
See, that's the thing. My girlfriend and I, we don't fight at all. I mean, we actually do have a great relationship. I love her to death, and I've never loved anybody like I love her. And we really don't fight that much. But, you know, when we do have these little bickering arguments, it's like, you know what? I ask her, I said, is this really like that serious of a situation that we need to fight? And we'll sit there like adults, and we'll think about it, and we'll say, you know what? You're right. I mean, this isn't really that much. I mean, this isn't a big deal. You know, here's where I went wrong. Here's where I felt uncomfortable with what you did. You know, let's both say sorry, you know, or agree to disagree, and then, you know, we end it. And then we're happy, you know, we're happy as can be. But, you know, there's some things that I feel passionately about where I'll say, you know what, I'm not wrong on this. I'm not going to back down on this because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I don't feel like I said anything wrong. And I feel like you're overreacting, and I want to talk about
this. But you're
not
going to say that
argue.
At the table. Wow. You're not going to say you're overreacting at a table, because now just to get a woman worked up, because we as women want to talk about the problem and solve it right away, and then...
Talk.
You want to see a woman overreact to a situation? Tell
that.
Her she's overreacting
exactly.
to a situation.
Oh. See how that goes.
That is true.
Yeah, if you say you're overreacting right. or if you use the words calm down, then I will punch you in the face.
Why are you getting so worked up?
Well, and I do want to address him talking about couples that don't fight. I think it's the same as mothers. Like, I think producer Tracy off air, we'd had a conversation in the past about why do mothers judge each other, because each mother's going to do something different, and it doesn't have to be this blanket. Every woman has to do the exact same thing as a mother. And couples, you can't, I mean, not every couple can do that. Like, Katie and I are certainly not the couple that never fights. And we would not work if we were the couple that never fought, because that basically just means, with us, somebody didn't get to express themselves.
And I think if you don't ever disagree, then somebody's not voicing their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so one or the other is not saying something. Because you can disagree and have conversations without calling it a quote-unquote fight. Mm-hmm. But if you're not disagreeing on something or another thing, then somebody's just being too quiet.
However, so like I said, though, I mean, for some couples that might work, not to never mm-hmm. fight, because there are people that are incredibly uncomfortable with any kind of tension, and it completely takes them out of the game. I'm just not one of those people.
Those are the people, if you don't talk, those are the people that publicly have this polish to them and privately are just miserable, and they're having affairs with other people. If you're constantly just like, I'm not going to bring that up. I'm not going
to
bring
that up. I'm just trying to say that every couple's different. I just know Katie and I, no, we certainly fight. We certainly have arguments. We certainly debate. We certainly disagree. But then on the other hand, for 80% of the time, we get along great.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hi, Bird Show. Love you guys. Me and my husband we hate to fight in public, but of course it happens. When we got married, we had a lot of stress on us, and we thought of doing a code word. So we came up with a code word when we were in public that meant stop, drop it, move on, let's talk about it later. And it was a code word that was kind of funny and it kind of lightened the mood. It was stinky fish face.
It was what?
Stinky fish face?
Stinky fish face.
Stinky fish
face. It doesn't make any sense. It's just something that gets everybody's attention. And then eventually our friends started joining in that too when they saw tension, and they started using it. So now it not only works for me and my husband, but now our friends kind of, it goes around.
Now, I don't want to be a buzzkill here because generally I'm optimistic about things.
Yeah.
But Candace.
Yes.
If you and your husband have a code word to stop arguments in front of your friends that you're using so much that your friends learn what said code word means, perhaps you should investigate why you're arguing so much.
We don't argue that much anymore, but when the pressure of the wedding and going out of state and all that was going on, it got heated pretty fast. We were getting pulled in a lot of different ways. So,
but if you're trying to alleviate a fight when they're in public, if there's another couple and somebody says stinky face, doesn't the couple say, what does stinky face mean? And then you have to say, well, we're about to get into a fight. and
well, I'm even more irritated that Katie and I would get into a fight and somebody look at us and say, hey, stinky fish face.
I would punch you right in your stinky fish face.
Uh-huh. Yeah. None of your business!
Here's Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What is going
That's
on?
Funny.
Hey, Burt Show. I mean, I'm 18, so mm-hmm. I observe a lot of adults fighting.
Okay.
But what I find is that I'm really confused as to why adults of both parties, both male and female, find it to be the worst thing to take blame at all.
I don't know about that. I mean, sometimes I think that I'm guilty of taking blame for things that I don't think that I should be taking blame on just to stop the conversation. And when that happens, it just internally pisses me off and comes out in other ways. So I'm learning not to do that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just like sometimes my parents thought about, like, who left the garage door open or, like, why it hit the car. And, like, I always wonder, like, why can't somebody say, you're right, I messed up and I won't do it again?
Well, you'll learn, honey. Well, you'll learn that the reason for the fight is not the reason for the fight.
Right. How long have your parents been married, man?
I don't know.
Yeah.
25 years. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That garage door had nothing to do with why they were married.
Well, they were married 21 years when Dad ran over Mom.
That garage door has been open for 25 years. Yeah. That's why they can't get over it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.